Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It is 2:07. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. That is the latest song from the Sounds of Blackness. Twin Cities Rise is the name of it. As we get ready to commemorate the 5th anniversary of George Floyd's death, the Rise and Remember Festival, Gary Hines with the Sounds of Blackness will be a part of that event. As we know, the Sounds of Blackness, Grammy Award winning Sounds of Blackness, is not just a group of Minneapolis, Minnesota singers. They are all freedom fighters in their own right, standing at the state capitol on the halls of Washington in George Floyd Square, singing our stories and demanding accountability for our elected leaders. And Gary Hines, the leader of the Sounds of Blackness, is joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Gary, thank you so much for being here today. I just so appreciate the work that you and Sounds of Blackness are doing in our community. And this new song is everything.
Well, as always, Queen Shaletta, thank you on behalf of Sounds of Blackness for having me.
Now, you are going to be performing at the Rise and Remember Festival for the anniversary of George Floyd's death. It's the 5th annual event. You have always been there with the Sounds of Blackness. When will you all be performing, and are you going to do this new song?
We perform, of course, that again is a week from Sunday, the 25th in George Floyd Square. And the event goes on, and actually it's a two-day event, but the music festivities for that day start at about noon. We go on at about 6 that evening on the 25th, and we're going to perform for about a half hour. The song that you played, and thank you, is actually, you know, Twin Cities is in a rise mode. Tomorrow, we are blessed. The song is actually for the organization Twin Cities Rise, and their annual gala is tomorrow. And so we're going to actually debut the song. It's for them and for that purpose, but it goes right and resonates into Rise and Remember the following week. So that's why I say Twin Cities is on the rise in a number of different arenas and aspects.
And, you know, this city, our state, wouldn't be able to rise if it weren't for people on the ground pushing us up and elevating us. And, you know, I'm just so blown away by the work that you do, Gary. Sounds of Blackness, Grammy Award winning group, been all around the world, sang with some of the most amazing musicians. You guys are sought after by everybody to come and perform. And still you are out on the front line. You could have took your check and went home. You could just, you know, like a lot of people who get to a certain point in their careers where they start getting the awards and the checks get a little bit bigger. It's harder to get in touch with them. Your cell phone has remained the same. You return emails. You show up in community. 5 years after George Floyd died, the Sounds of Blackness is still going out to George Floyd Square to sing and to inspire and to encourage and enlighten people. Why do you stay so connected?
We are in the vanguard of the movement because this is the music of the movement, from Africa to America, as one of our recording says. So we can't call ourselves Sounds of Blackness, Shaletta, and not be joined and have boots on the ground for the movement. This is music for the movement. It's about life. It's not just about art, and that's in the African tradition. Music is just not about the stage. It's about life and every aspect of life. And, of course, now with the movement for social justice and equality ongoing for centuries, but this current renovation of it, it has to have music. And artists have always been in the vanguard of the movement. And Sounds of Blackness are heirs to that legacy, and we always will be.
And you always show up for community. You will be at the Rise and Remember Festival next weekend as people remember the fifth anniversary of the murder of George Floyd. And before you go, I have to ask you your thoughts on the possibility of Derek Chauvin being pardoned by President Donald Trump.
It's really an indication of him showing where he's at, which many of us already knew that. You know what? America, Shaletta, never, ever again has to ask the question, how did Germany allow Hitler to happen? Because the same type of scenario is happening right here, under our noses, in front of our eyes, and too many of us are not fighting against it and letting it go. So that can lay the groundwork for even having the discussion of a pardoning of a murderer who murdered in the front. These protests were seen and conducted all over the world. We were in touch with many of our friends and fan clubs in Europe and in Japan, I mean, throughout the world, in Africa. And so we are outraged by even the discussion, and we don't believe that it's going to happen. We stand with our great attorney general, Brother Keith Ellison, saying that he will remain incarcerated.
And I knew that that would get to you, that information would get to you. I know that you have fought so hard out here in these streets for justice as you continue to sing your songs. And talk to me about what it means to you that your songs are the songs of a new movement. You know, when we think of the civil rights struggle and Dr. King and, you know, the March on Washington, the one woman who was able to get to the microphone was Mahalia Jackson. You know,
right.
You talk to Mavis Staples, who is still alive and with us today. And she talks about how Dr. King would call her father and have them perform their quote unquote freedom songs to encourage and inspire people. What is it like? Because we have a new civil rights struggle. I like to say it's a modern day civil rights movement. And your songs, the songs from the Sounds of Blackness, is the soundtrack for this new movement. And you know, it's, we don't have to look back at history. We're living in it right now. What is it like for you to know that the songs that you create and write and perform are the soundtrack for equality and justice right here today?
It's a great honor, Queen Shaletta, and it's very humbling as well. But as I said earlier, artists, true artists, have always been in the vanguard of the movement, whether it was Billie Holiday with the anti-lynching song Strange Fruit, whether it was, like you say, Mahalia with singing for Martin and We Shall Overcome, whether it was Aretha, the Queen, singing Someday We'll All Be Free and To Be Young, Gifted, and Black, or James Brown, the King of Soul, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. Always artists who were conscious and committed to the people and to the movement have let their music reflect that. And Sounds of Blackness have done that, are doing that, and will always do that.
Okay, and one of the things that you do is perform. You write songs. You'll be performing your new song, Rise, that you wrote for Rise at their gala. And so I want to make sure before you go that people know how they can contact you. People have got galas and fundraisers and events and commemorative things coming up, and they're thinking, who can we get to perform? Who can do this national anthem? Who can be the entertainment at our event? And we have a treasure of riches right there with the Sounds of Blackness. And to have you all, anytime I'm in the room and y'all are performing, I'm telling you, money starts flying out of people's pockets. So if you have a fundraiser coming up and you are trying to figure out what entertainment to book, you need to call the Sounds of Blackness. So, Gary, how can people reach you to book you for their next event?
The easiest way, Queen Chaletta, is through our website, soundsofblackness.org. If you type .com, that's okay. It'll take you there anyway. All of our contact information is right there, and all of our activities and events. Our social media director, Rodney Fair, does a great job in keeping that updated. Speaking of which, we're hoping that our current single, written by our own Jamecia Bennett and Buddy McLean, called Thankful, is nominated for a Stellar Award. So that's going on in the midst of everything else. But like I said, we keep the movement in the forefront.
Well, Gary, I can't thank you for always taking our call, always coming on the show. We appreciate you. And keep us updated on that Stellar Award. If it gets nominated, you got to promise me you're going to come back.
Absolutely. I'll be there in a heartbeat. You know, your wish is my command.
Gary Hines with the Sounds of Blackness, three-time Grammy Award-winning group right here in the great state of Minnesota. It's an embarrassment of riches if you don't go to their website, soundsofblackness.org, and book them for your next event. Go and buy their merch. Support them as they support our community. It is 2:17. It's the Chaletta Show, and we'll be right back. It is 2:21. You are listening to the Chaletta Show at News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, I have to tell you that Shanna Moses is one amazing lady. She is over at Walker West Music Academy, and she works with seniors, elders in our community. And she has put together something called the Amazing Grace Chorus. They've got a concert coming up on Saturday, May 31st, and I wanted to make sure to tell you about it so you can have enough time to put it on your calendar and be there. Shanna is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Shanna, I just have to tell you that this is so exciting. I love this chorus. And here's the sad thing. I go to church with you, right? We go to fellowship. You direct the choir at fellowship. But it wasn't until I saw a CNN story about the Amazing Grace Chorus that you put together that I thought, wow, I got to get over there to Walker West and see this performance. Talk to me about the Amazing Grace Chorus.
Hi there. So good to be here. Yes, Chaletta. The Amazing Grace Chorus is really a group of folks who we are using the healing power of music and the power of gospel music to grasp folks' attention about the impact on brain health. We are a dementia-friendly chorus, which means we are filled with caregivers. We are filled with folks receiving care and just loved ones all around. And we sing together to maintain those cultural traditions that we love about Black gospel music, all while learning what we can do to maintain our brain health, too.
And, you know, this struck a chord with me when I saw it because, you know, my son Daniel was severely autistic, did not talk until he was 4.5 years old. And mm-hmm. we tried the therapy. We tried special education. We got therapy in the home. We did everything that we did with the other two kids, but nothing was resonating with Daniel. And I remember praying to God because the therapist had told me, listen, we've been working with him for 2.5 years. And the needle has not moved. He has not said one word. He has not grunted. He won't make eye contact. We give him a toy. He plays with it the wrong way. We take it away. He doesn't even know it's gone. The light's on, but nobody's home. And we cannot justify to the insurance that anything mm-hmm. we are doing is working. So we can't keep billing for our services. And I just remember crying out to the Lord saying, please, Father, heal my child. And about a week later, I was in the kitchen washing dishes, and Daniel walked up to me and started singing Lil Nas X's Old Town Road. Mm-hmm. And that was a revelation from the Lord. Okay, music is how you reach him. Music is how you teach him. And so I just gathered up every therapist and teacher. I was like, y'all download every country song y'all can find, because this little urban cowboy is learning through music. And with this Amazing Grace chorus, you are reaching people with dementia who may not remember their daughter's name, but they're remembering these songs and they're singing them. Talk to me about that.
It's so powerful to see. We see it in real time, you know, as folks maybe who have not had as many words suddenly are singing every lyric, especially when you can tap memory through music to some of those early memories that people have had and experienced. It pulls it up for them. And then when we think about just even in research, we're finding more and more that music engages multiple areas of the brain all at the same time, which really enhances memory, right? It hits the emotional well-being, which helps to reduce stress and promote a sense of belonging. It helps with physical coordination, helping with motor skills, with mental sharpness. And let's not even talk about social connection, right? Mm-hmm. The love that is in the group. We are a family, honestly, and so that helps to reduce isolation. All of these have huge impact. They're spiritual upliftment, right? Just being able to be with other people who have that same sense of purpose, that when you're down and maybe I'm up, or when I'm up, or when you're up, you help me from being down, that connectiveness. It is so on point, really for any age, but we certainly see it with our elders, too.
Yes. All right. Now, I need to make sure people know this is Saturday, May 31st at 4 p.m. It is the Amazing Grace Chorus Concert. You can go to AmazingGraceChorus.org to get that information. And Shanna, here's the thing. You guys are putting this event on. Anybody can come. It's a family friendly event. These elders in our community, these seniors, some of them dealing with memory loss and dementia, you have been working with them and practicing, and they are so ready and so proud to be back in a choir stand, some of them, to sing songs that they sang when they were young girls. But you guys cannot do this alone. Talk to me about some of the partners and sponsors like Blue Cross and the Minnesota Humanities Center who help you put this event on.
Yes, we are so excited, particularly this year, to have support from the Minnesota Board on Aging. They have helped to provide funds and other supports for this event. Also, Blue Cross Blue Shield Minnesota has poured in to ensure that we have what we need to continue this and continue to expand the program, too. So come one, come all, bring your friends. Because, again, we're just like a gumbo of folks up there, some with brain needs or, you know, that are negotiating that, others who are just caregivers who need that support as well, too. So there's room for everybody.
Yes. Okay. Now, there are some caregivers out there who need to know about this, who want to participate, who not going to make it and be in this concert, but definitely want to be a part of the choir. How can they sign up?
Absolutely. If they go right to our WalkerWest Music Academy .org and give us, reach out to us right there, they can certainly come on and be a part. It's only a phone call, and we can take it right from there.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. I just remember my father-in-law when he lived with us, you know, having those memory issues. You know, organizations and programs like the one you put together with the Amazing Grace Chorus were a lifeline for him. It was a connection for him. You know, he's sitting around in the house with me and four kids all day, you know, so he was happy to get around some people who shared his lived experience. Now, some folks are going to want to know, Shanna, what is your connection? Why did you decide to start doing this?
Right. You know what? It chose me. It's what I tell people. It was really a community group of folks who had been doing, wanted to see more done. The statistics tell us that Black folks are twice as likely to be impacted by some form of dementia, and they wanted to do something about that. So they were asking me, did I know of anyone who might be interested in helping with this choir idea? And when I saw what was on the sheet, it almost sounded like the things that I was already doing through my church connection too. And so I thought maybe I would try to help out. And here we are, what, nearly 7 years later. What I did not know is that it prepared me, as I've had family members, as even before he passed, my own dad was beginning to show some signs too of dementia, right? So it was almost like I was being prepared for the journey that I would need to walk myself.
Well, thank you so much for what you are doing for this community. Again, featured on CNN. Nobody else in the country doing anything like it. It's happening right here in the Twin Cities, so we've got to get out and support it. Saturday, May 31st at 4 p.m., go to AmazingGraceChorus.org to get that information. Shanna Moses, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure.
All right. And you all stick around. There's more to come.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It is 2:36. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. That's our Sounds of Blackness, that optimistic. Keep your head to the sky. Stay positive. That's what I try to do with my daily newsletter. It's something new I'm doing. So if you're listening and, you know, you're like me, you're going on social media and you're thinking, you know what? It's just too toxic. I can't take it. The stories are negative. The posts are derogatory. It's bringing me down, and I'm trying to get out of the gutter. I don't want to be down here anymore. You know, y'all know me. I built my business. I built ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com on social media, with Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and then TikTok, and then Threads. I was everywhere, all at the same time, getting tens of millions of hits. For myself and in the companies that hire me to promote their products and services. I'm a one-woman machine, honey. But I felt myself getting depressed by all the news and the negativity that I was seeing. And I did something that I never thought I'd do. I canceled and deleted every one of my social media channels. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, gone. And I started a daily online newsletter. And so the positive posts that I would normally put on there to make people laugh or feel upbeat and find their joy, I put in this daily newsletter. So if you want a little more Shaletta in your life, go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Right at the top of the homepage, it says, join Shaletta's online family. Name, email address, click send. And that's all you got to do. I'm not selling anybody's personal information. I'm not charging. There's no paywall. I genuinely want to see people get their happy back. That's the tagline. Shaletta's newsletter. Help you get your happy back. And there's stories about my hot flashes and the kids and my obsession with Dean Phillips. Let me tell you something. That Dean Phillips is just, he's just a tease. He really is. He went on Channel 4 last week with a shirt buttoned down all the way to the third button. So his ground meat was showing. The little chest hairs were out.
His
okay?
What?
Yes, his ground meat. The ground meat on his chest. That's what the old ladies call the little chest hairs. We call it ground meat. So his ground meat was showing. His chest hairs were showing. You know, when he was running for president, he would keep his shirt collared, you know, buttoned all the way up to his neck like it was choking him. And now he's, you know, not in office. He's a little more relaxed fit. You know, he's not the stuffy fit. He's not the skinny. He's a relaxed fit right now. So he's got his, you know, button all the way down to open to the third button. So his ground meat is showing. And he's talking to Esme Murphy. And I can't hear nothing Esme is saying because I'm looking at Dean's ground meat. And then, so he and Chad Hartman are buddies. And so he and Chad go to dinner, and Chad knows how much I love Dean. And so he had Dean blow me a kiss on a picture. And then he sent it to me. And I'm like, you know what, Chad? You're not my real friend. Because if you were my real friend, you would have had me at the dinner. You know what I mean? Don't send me a picture of Dean Phillips blowing me a kiss. Invite me to the damn dinner. And so, you know, Fridays when I'm on Chad's show for Feisty Friday, every Friday at 1 o'clock, I usually phone it in. Traffic is bad. Construction is horrendous. I'm not trying to come down to downtown Minneapolis when it is very difficult to get out of here. You got to go down Washington and go all the way up and then come through the back way. And there's still only two lanes and folks are driving crazy. It's too much on a Friday afternoon. Getting out of downtown Minneapolis is horrible. I could just phone it in. So I had not planned to come down here. Well, guess what? I get a note from Dave Harrigan, not Chad Hartman, who's supposed to be my friend. Dave Harrigan, he says, just want to let you know, Dean is going to be in studio. I said, oh, that's what I'm talking about. So I put on my best tan suit. I put on my Skims, that Kim Kardashian girdle. It don't make you look like Kim Kardashian, but in my mind, I was kind of looking like Kim Kardashian. So everything was sitting up and tight. It's very uncomfortable. I couldn't pee. right? So I couldn't drink anything. But I put on my Kim Kardashian girdle, put on my tan suit and my gold socks, and I put on my white diamond. So I was looking and smelling like Elizabeth Taylor. And so it was so funny because I came in the studio chair. I was like, what are you doing here? I was like, Dave Harrigan told me Dean was going to be here. So I got dressed up so I could come see Dean. And now you are no longer my number two. See, it was Dean and then Chad and then Dave and then Adam. I was like, if Adam Carter sneezes, you are currently my number four white guy. You're not. You about to be behind Blois. And Blois is at the end of the line, Chad. How dare you not tell me that Dean Phillips is going to be in studio? So yesterday, I got a chance to see Dean. And because we've got like 18 security doors that you got to walk through to get up here, somebody had to let him in. So I volunteered. So I literally camped out downstairs waiting on Dean to come. And so I kept my little key fob. So when he came, I was so excited to see him and we took a picture together. And then on his way out, I was still here because I was waiting to pick my mom up from the airport. And he blew me a kiss. He blew me a kiss. I said, Dean, I'm pregnant now. I need your social security number because I know I'm pregnant. That kiss had a lot of testosterone in it, and I think it affected my body. Even though he was across the room when he blew me that kiss, I felt like it got into my ovaries somehow. So I believe right now I'm going to get the maternity clothes out the basement because I know that kiss got me pregnant. I'm going to talk to Steve Thompson about that when he comes up on Shaletta Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It is 2:48. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And it's my favorite part of the show when I get to talk to my friend Steve Thompson, whose show is coming up next. Hey, Steve.
Shaletta, how are you?
I'm so much better because I got a chance to see Dean Phillips yesterday. You know, I got a huge crush on Dean. And, you know, since he's not running for president anymore and he's not in office, he is a super duper relaxed fit type of dude right now. And I saw him on CCO TV and he had his ground meat showing. He was like doing the thirst trap thing. You know, he was like putting it out there like he's looking good, all rugged, like Bradley Cooper almost. I'm like, is that Dean Phillips or is that Bradley Cooper? So I was totally engaged and enthralled and enlightened and in love with him at that moment. And so Dave Harrigan, not that old raggedy Chad Hartman, told me that he was coming up to the studio yesterday. So I got all dolled up, Steve, and I put on my white diamond cologne, honey, and I came in here and I got a chance to take a picture with Dean Phillips.
Very nice. I'm surprised he's not running for governor, maybe because Tim Walz says he's gonna run again. And I think he talked about it with Chad. I caught part of that. I was out and about running some errands, and I had the show on. And I tend to agree. I would be a big fan of term limits. We have term limits for the president, two terms. I would be a fan of term limits across the board that, you know, whether you're in the United States Senate or in the House representatives or you're at the state level, and the states could decide all of this. But I would prefer to see the governor serve a couple of terms and move
and then
on.
Get on out of there and do something else with your life.
And for that matter, and I think that's what maybe frustrates people a little bit, is that once they get in there, they never leave.
Yeah.
Or a lot of them never leave. Now, Tina Smith, she is moving on.
Right.
She's going to do other things. And I applaud that, but I think it needs to be written into law. That's just my two cents. Republicans, Democrats, whatever, I think there should be a limit. If you're an elected official, you can't hang around. You know, you got some of these people, like the senator from Iowa.
Baby, Chuck they Grass, dying like, in office. They like 117 years old. Well, I'm like, y'all, if y'all don't go to the house. Like, there was one where the wife was like, please stop him from being in office. He's got dementia. His mind ain't right. And they still just showing up every day making legislation and decisions about people's lives and livelihood and laws, knowing they ain't got it all that together.
Well, and the thing of it is that, you know, at some point, do you want to stop and smell the roses?
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems to me that you should go and then go back to whatever your life was. That it shouldn't be a
that shouldn't
career.
Be your life, right?
It shouldn't be your career. That's all I'm saying, I guess. I'm a little surprised Dean Phillips. You know, he gave up that seat in Congress. He appeared to be doing a good job, and then he decided to run for president. Brought up some things about former President Joe Biden, where a lot of people were angry for him bringing that up.
But did he lie? He didn't tell no lie.
No, he didn't. But he took a lot of political heat for it, and now he steps away. And I think he's probably got a pretty good life. And
He's doing fine, child.
I'm not worried about him paying the rent.
Yeah, no, his rent going to get paid. I told him I'll pay off his mortgage for him if he needs me to. That's where I'm at with it, Steve. I'm willing to buy a man, okay? I will buy a man. I will do it, Steve. I will do it. Speaking of men and paying off folks, what you think about these Timberwolves? Ant-Man's money looking like a good investment.
Well, they had such a weird year, and we talked about it a week ago where they made the trade. Karl Anthony Towns went to the New York Knicks. Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo. There were a lot of people that hated that trade. There were some that posted on social media at the time, it is the worst trade in the history of sports. Well, I got
news for
you.
Where are those people? Can they speak up now?
Well, we should go back and call them out. But the worst trade in sports history, without a doubt, is Herschel Walker from the Cowboys to the Vikings. Let's just clear that up right now. That will always be the worst trade in the history of sports because it helped the Cowboys, you know, win all those titles with Aikman and Irvin
and
Emmitt Smith.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and then Herschel Walker didn't do much.
Didn't do blibbity bloop.
I think he had a big game out of the gate. But I think back to the Timberwolves. This is a talented team. No one has said along the way they didn't have talent. Question is, would they be able to put it together? So you have Anthony Edwards and a very good cast. And Julius Randle was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
In this series,
but he earned
State.
His check. We owe him a tip. Yeah. He needs a tip jar in his locker so that anybody who passes by his locker can put a little extra $2 or $3 in there, because he has earned his check plus a tip.
Now he isn't making Ant money, but he's still making like $30 million.
He'd be all right.
So Julius Randle's doing okay.
He'd be all right.
He's able to pay the rent, but he has been phenomenal in the second round series. Now, granted, Golden State didn't have Steph Curry, but injuries happened. I get all of that.
Hey, okay, so tell me this. How amazing would it be if the Timberwolves played the New York Knicks in the finals? Would that just be the best story ever?
Well, and here's the thing. I am happy for Carl Anthony Towns and the fact that he traded. It's worked out in New York. Our old friend Tom Thibodeau is the head coach there. He coached the Timberwolves. There's a lot of storylines. But let's face the facts. If it's Knicks-Timberwolves, the New York Knicks are going to get 95% of the attention in that NBA Finals. It is all about the Knicks. When it comes to ABC and ESPN and Stephen A. Smith and everybody else, it is all about the Knicks right now. So they're going to have their hands full with Indiana in the Eastern Finals. Indiana's no joke. You may remember those games toward the end of the year where Indiana really handled the Timberwolves.
They got us.
Once here with a bunch of their starters sitting, and then down in Indianapolis. So they're a very good team. But it would be. It would a lot of great storylines in that final. And we'll find out tomorrow who the Timberwolves get in the Western Conference Finals. Will it be the Nuggets or will it be the Thunder? And the Thunder, both teams are supremely
They're both
talented.
Really good teams. Now,
but Oklahoma City, they are really good and very dangerous.
Yeah. Now, you know, we could vindicate our links. If we go out because I'm skipping over the next team. I'm already in the finals, Steve. You know I'm light years ahead of you. I'm already in the finals. We're already playing New York. Okay. We could vindicate what happened to our Lynx. And here's a concern that I have, Steve. If we play New York, it's not just that we're battling the media, right, and not getting the attention there, but also, Steve, the officials. You know they call them games for New York.
Well, here's the thing. And – the NBA needs New York, and the fact that they've got a good Knicks team in New York, good for television, good for all of that. I still like the Timberwolves' depth, and if they play well, they can't afford in this next round a game like they had in game one against Golden State.
No.
They cannot afford a clunker, but I like the Timberwolves' chances. Will they win it all? Maybe.
All right, we shall see. Steve Thompson, thank you so much for being here. He is coming up next. And thank you all for hanging out with me here on the Shaletta Show. Keep it locked into WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.